Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday. Fuck. October 24th, 2012.
Episode 454.
So
Josh is a whore.
That's a good one. That should be every four.
That's always true.
Yeah. So it's been like 5 minutes since we recorded. One thing I have enjoyed is the weather coming through the window or the air. That's nice.
Seriously,
it's like
is,
summer.
It's getting warm again. It's like, do I turn my air back on for a couple days?
It basically got up to 80 degrees today.
The problem,
which is awesome.
The problem is when it rains, because it's mm-hmm. like raining every other day, and then the wind blows it in the apartment, so then mm-hmm. you got to shut your windows. We live on the third floor, and now we have like 1 to 2 extra bodies here for a week.
Mm-hmm. It's a little warm. True that. And speaking about today, I need to vent about this a little bit.
Oh, do it, sister.
I'm a little pissed.
Vent, sister.
Oh my god.
So, I wake up and I come in the dining room, and I don't have to go to class today until 11 on Wednesdays. And so I'm doing some homework. I'm kind of reviewing some things there and there. And I was going to save my shower time for a little bit later. And all of a sudden, we have our door buzzer.
Oh.
We have our door buzzer go. And it's our landlord.
You're laughing at my update, yes.
What?
You tell your story.
And so he's like, okay, you can't use the water. And I'm like, for how long? Probably like an hour or so. And I literally had to leave in a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was going to literally go shower and be leave. Gone.
Mm-hmm. So you went to school as the dirty boy?
Yes. I felt nasty. It was just like you feel greasy and gross. I sprayed myself down with like twice as much cologne that I normally would. And I used the Acqua di Giò, so mm-hmm. it's not going to be like nasty, like douchebag Jersey Shore spray down.
But well, the school that you go to, you probably felt welcomed, right? Oh my
God. I didn't. I haven't felt as in place as I have today.
Mm. So I just refreshed Evernote, and mm-hmm. there is the latest one is October 17 now.
Yeah. Oh, 19.
I don't see a 19 anymore.
Oh, there should be a 20. Hold on.
There used to be two. Now there's only, I see one.
I have a 20. Now I only see one. What happened?
What the hell? I see it. It's right here.
Oh, don't refresh. Because we just refreshed.
Technical
I just
difficulty.
Refreshed and it's gone.
Yep, this is what happens when I refreshed.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Okay, I copied
too.
It at least.
Okay, good.
It's copied.
Oh my god.
Can you copy it and put it in a new
I'm
note?
Doing that.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah.
Testicle difficulties.
It was annoying. So mm-hmm. I'm expecting after that hour, since he contacted us via our buzzer, that he knew people were home.
Right.
You know, that he would tell us when the water came back on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not back on. And then I need to go to the bank, and he had the car, so I walked to the bank, and then mm-hmm. I'm walking to the bank, and I'm like, well, I'm going to have to stop at Burger Philosophy for lunch.
Right.
I come home, it's like, you know, 1:30, mm-hmm. 1. They're still in the basement working.
Like, what was wrong with it?
Fuck. I don't know.
We
I
don't know.
Was, I think it was a septic system of some sort issue. So then at 2, I go back down to finally ask, dude, can I like flush the toilet? And
I made a big poo-poo.
Like 6 hours ago.
And guess who gets to clean the toilet today?
And they were finally done. And then I was bitching when Bradley got home. He goes, well, he did put a sign up in the front. And I'm like, yeah, but he knew that someone was home.
No, I know. That's what I said. I was like, I just was like, and the thing is, it's like, I understand if it's an emergency, but they were doing shit yesterday. That they didn't shut off the water, but they were doing shit yesterday. We could hear them. And dealing with my service here in Chicago, you with doing landlord management, stuff mm-hmm. like that, I know that you're supposed to be giving them at least a 24 to 48 hour notice for
right.
something like that, mm-hmm. especially if you have to turn the water off.
Right.
So it's frustrating.
And you can't go to him and be like, look, bitch, I'm a leasing agent and I know the fucking rules.
I will fucking sue your ass.
And then he's like, speaks Polish. Or it's actually is he German?
Greek.
Oh, then he starts speaking Greek and then he doesn't understand.
I don't know.
I don't know. They lived here 4 years.
No problem.
They had no problems.
Mine's not syncing with the new stuff.
Okay. I had a problem trying to do that. So.
Oh, okay.
I've got balls of steel.
Dig it.
There we go. We're back. We're back working.
We good?
We good?
All right. So we have we have a phone call. We have an iTunes review. We have some more questions off Twitter and Facebook. We're busy.
We got shit.
So you want to play the phone call first?
Yes.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We've got a phone call.
Phone call.
You almost fucked that up. Shit. This is taking forever. Come on.
Hey guys, this is Greg in Columbus. Just calling to let you know that I really love your guys' show. I'm pretty new to podcasts. I've only been listening to podcasts about 2 months while I'm at work. And I got turned on to your show by another show about 2 weeks ago. So I've only been listening for 2 weeks. But I did listen to some past podcasts. And you guys are already my favorite. I'm glad that Ricky stopped his whining about wanting to leave the show to stop it.
Yes.
You are too new.
New listener.
To be acting like you know me like that.
New listener. Already digging the shit out of you. I love it.
You are too new for that.
Props to you. You're now one of my favorites.
A break is all you need. I appreciate that. I was like, oh, shit. I finally love a show and it's about to go off. You know, it really means a lot to be able to listen. And this is really my link kind of in the gay community. A little bit about me. I didn't really realize I was gay until late in life. So I was about 10 years ago. I'm 40 now. I'm a big fat fuck. And I...
Pictures.
Welcome to the club.
Gay. I know I'm getting up there.
I don't really feel comfortable in the gay community. I don't seem to fit in very well. And by listening to the gay podcast, it makes me feel more comfortable about who I am and more comfortable trying to go out to gay bars and stuff like that. I lived in California, perform improv until I got tongue cancer. So I kind of stopped performing. But now listening to all these podcasts and listening to the joy you guys and other podcasts have in entertaining people is making me even want to get back entertained. I've stopped because they took a little piece of my tongue out, and I'm not comfortable with my voice anymore. There's certain words that I slur or don't say very well. But now I'm just like, fuck it. I know I can still be funny when I want to, and you guys seem to have great fun entertaining the masses, and I might get back entertaining too. Just from listening to you guys. That's the inspiration you guys give and other podcasts, and hope to keep it up. I enjoy it, and it's the first time I've ever called into podcast, and I hope to call more. If that encourages you, then I'll do what it takes. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call. Definitely really appreciate it. Love our new listeners. Yay!
Yes, we love them all the time.
Yep, definitely. Sorry to hear about your rough experience, but definitely has an inspirational end, and thank you for letting us know and say that we're inspiring you to do something more. So,
and continue to listen.
Yeah, thank you so much.
What do we got next?
So other people who call you out. We got Chris Reed, who is says...
Oh, you know who this is, right?
Does he like to call Ricky out too?
Oh, yeah. Listen to what he has to say. He goes, I'm sure there'll be talk about the penis. I mean, the Prius. So...
Yes. I actually went Wait, did I talk about this? No. Last Saturday, I went and test drove Priuses or Prii. I don't know how to say it yet until I become an owner, and then I'm sure I'll find out. But
pretentiouses.
Right. That's a good one.
Oh, I love it.
High five. Is there a high five fountain on there?
I don't.
You guys, I love the Prius. I drove the regular Prius 2, and then I also drove the Prius C, which is like the compact version of the Prius, and I really didn't like that one too much because it's kind of small in the back.
And so, you like a bigger caboose?
I like a bigger caboose. Like, really, you could only fit like a half a laundry basket in the back if you did not fold down the seats. But with the regular Prius, it has a lot of room in it. And you lay down the seats, it's even a lot more room.
Well, question. I mean, are you using this for just mainly purposes of getting out to the suburbs?
Yeah, and then
you
getting back and forth to work.
And then you have, in a sense, Tony's car, which is a little bit more spacious for mm-hmm. other things like that. I mean, is it more affordable? Is it?
Well, when I drove it, I didn't like it the way it drove either. Like, okay. It was a little more rougher. It wasn't as... It didn't take off as well.
You like it rough.
Even though it did, it was like 53 miles to the gallon on city, and then 51 for highway.
That's incredible.
But I... Right?
That's just...
But the regular Prius is 51 and 48. And the small... The Prius C starts out at 19,000 for... What, like fourth? I think the next one is the one I'm looking at is like 23,000. So to pay for extra room and more gas, you know, I think it'll be worth it. I'm excited. I've been looking at other cars like a Ford Fiesta and stuff like that, but the Prius is pretty much the one that I like. It's just if I can find the color that I want, because I'm a picky bitch like that. But Chris Reed is a friend from Florida who is an ex of a previous co-host on here. And he still listens to the show.
Love it.
Welcome, Chris.
Interesting.
Thanks, Chris.
Boy, do I have questions.
So what else we have? We have another question on Facebook from Ed Chan. You know, our favorite foreign listener.
Yes.
Where is he from? Japan, right? He Japan?
I don't think so.
North Korea or South Korea?
No.
Bangladesh.
Is it?
He doesn't live Egypt. There for real, does he?
He lives there.
No, because remember I was on our live podcast.
And it had the pink dots. What was that? What was the country? Do you remember? Do we have the...
It's in the bedroom.
Oh, that's okay.
Japan.
I
think it was Japan, right?
I don't.
Ed Chan. You know what? I could just look it up on the Facebook.
So Ed Chan
on the Facebook,
on the face, on face, the on the face space.
Singapore.
There you go. So
Japan.
Yes. So he responded to our Facebook plea for please give us shit to talk about. If there was any politician you would love to see suffer from a wardrobe malfunction, who would it be, and what would you expect to see?
Ooh. I will say this is kind of it was one of those first things that I realized that I was gay, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was in office, not now, but Bill Clinton, I thought was attractive.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, not now.
He's too skinny for you.
No, it's not that.
He's too old for you.
He's too Colonel Sanders for me now.
Oh,
I'm kidding. That's a reference to a different person that I don't want to deal with.
We should really talk about that one day, because I love that story.
We had a whole episode.
Did? We did talk about Colonel Sanders?
Yes, that was one of the first episodes.
I don't remember shit.
That was one of the first episodes I was on.
Oh my God, just move on.
So I think a politician, though I fucking hate them.
Oh, mine would be pants or like some weird ripoff of just leave him in boxers. I think that'd be kind of funny.
I would kind of want to see Paul Ryan like all naked.
You basically did in Time.
Work it out, bitch.
To admit, I would agree. Mm-hmm. I think the man is repulsive. However,
he is a
little cute in a weird kind of opie way.
Mm-hmm.
And he does look like he might have a really nice...
Doinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably long.
I bet Mitt, though, is huge because he's such
a Mormon.
Douchebag
and Mormon
and if he can produce that many children, hey, that gun must be pretty big to be that loaded.
Hello. Well, Mitt Romney isn't too bad looking, but I would choose Paul Ryan over that.
Yeah, but how about Obama?
Yeah, I would love to see that. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm down. Get I'm down with the brown.
I wonder if it smells like musk and cocoa butter.
I bet Obama's doesn't.
No, you don't think so?
I bet Michelle keeps up with that. She's like, oh, no, ma'am. You are not smelling like this when I go down on you.
Do you think she's gone down on him in the Oval Office?
Probably not the Oval Office. No, I would say in the Oval Office bathroom.
Maybe.
But you know they still like get it on, like just like...
You know, there's probably cameras in there.
If I was president, I would have sex in every room of the White House that was...
Would that be your first
agenda? Even the dead president's rooms, like Abraham Lincoln's
room? Go to Lincoln's bed.
Are you allowed to go in there and stay? Or I'm sure that's like a museum, right?
No, I think that's where when they have guest, I believe they you could stay.
Oh shit! That scared
me. Sorry. We have this swinging door in our kitchen.
Oh. Oh, she's taking a picture.
That's a little. Oh, hi.
Smile.
Listeners love this.
My God, we about funny. Made our own scary movie up in this bitch.
But no, but I think you can stay in Lincoln's bedroom.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Not us, but I think that a dignitary could.
Because I thought they like kept like the original beds and stuff like that. I didn't know.
I don't think
like,
they keep expanding it because that'd be a lot of beds for all the presidents we've had.
But there's a lot of rooms in there. Right?
Yeah, but I don't think there's a room for every president.
You never know. It's maybe top secret and there's like 15 layers under it.
I have no idea. I'm not a White House.
But I guarantee you Obama's done all of them. All right, let's stop that before we get arrested for something. I don't know what. But
have you voted
thank
yet?
You for the question. I'm voting on Saturday.
I need
Oh my God, it's the Secret Service.
Good one. I'm pretty sure they probably don't ring the doorbell though.
No.
They probably
no.
Well, I know because they actually showed up to my house.
The Secret Service?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't tell you guys. I've talked about it on the show before. Because I won back in the day on AOL, I was on a forum, and it was inauguration day of Bush. And I said I felt sorry for Al Gore, having to stand there next to him, and if I was him, I would shoot his head off. And apparently that's a threat to the president. Mm-hmm. And I was interviewed and investigated for it.
Now you have a big old file.
It was embarrassing.
Now this whole FBI shit is now following your foul
friend,
monkeys.
I should have your friend look it up to see if I actually show up. Because they told me I would never show up unless I like did something really bad, like murdered somebody or...
Well, first of all, our friend doesn't work for Secret Service, so he'd probably know, though he is a federal agent.
Mm-hmm. He might have access to that.
Though. But they took my fingerprints. They
took
pictures.
To the files like that, though?
Oh, you're going to ask me if he'll look it up?
Am I? I don't... No, I'm saying he might have access. I didn't say I was going to ask
But
him.
Seriously, you guys, when they came with two Secret Service agents, a state police officer, and a city police officer to my apartment. And I was like, what the fuck? Because my other roommate liked to have pounds of pharmaceuticals in his room, which was scary.
Love it.
What is it? Is it about the marriage?
Yeah.
Ugh. Aren't we done with that? That was last show.
That was last episode. We'll talk about it later.
So they came and interviewed me. They took my pictures and, you know, and they asked me if I ever shot a gun. They wanted to see what my room looked like. I was like 20, I think. So I probably should have contacted an attorney to have somebody there with me, but I didn't. But they did the whole interview where it's like 100 questions, but each question is asked three times a different way kind of thing. So I came out normal, they said. So there was no threat.
Yeah, so there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. When I first got, because I got the notice by email, I thought they were lying. And I was like, what the hell? So I just deleted the email. And then I got another one like 5 minutes later. So then I called the internet death threat desk. And they're like, yes, this is serious. You could have possibly committed a crime, and we are sending secret service agents to your house in 2 days to come interview you or to investigate you. I'm like, fuck.
That's intense.
But yeah, it's all over with. That was when I was young and stupid.
So we have an iTunes review.
Yes, let's read it.
And I think it's...
We haven't done a one-star review in a while.
Well, there's not
too many. They're hard to find.
Assholes.
Give other
Have
people
sucky shows.
Yeah. God damn it. So this one is brought to you by Nom 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You must be hungry.
Mm-hmm. It says, goddamned entertaining. 4 stars. Rude.
Oh, he only gave us 4?
Yeah. I'm pretty new to this podcast in general, but I find this podcast to be one of the few consistently funny ones. I went back and listened to some of the older shows, but I don't think I'll listen to any of the ones that don't include Waylon. Waylon is like the bass guitar of the group. Without him, the show seems kind of empty or lacking. Yes. He's a nice addition. My only complaint is I wish Ricky wouldn't dry heave or burp directly into the microphone. It just seems tacky. Or it just seems kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Tacky. Anyway, thanks for the hours and hours of entertainment. Much love, Tacky Plus One.
Okay, first, all right, I have 2 points. And I can say this. First of all, you haven't seen some of the shit we have to look at that people send to us, and it's fucking nasty.
That website last time was really disgusting.
Yeah, and I didn't even look further into that, which we have another video that Gravitas has sent us, which is not on here.
That is not going to be.
Then, second, I'm not the only person that burps and belches into the microphones.
Why are you looking at me?
James LeRoy.
I don't do it that much.
And Waylon. What? Everybody burps into the microphone because we don't give a shit. Hmm. And thank you for our 4-star review.
four star review.
No, seriously, thank you for our 4-star review, and please let us know how to make it a 5-star review.
Stop burping. Give Waylon more time on
there. No dry heaving. You know, no, seriously, some of the stuff we have to look at that people send us is gross.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So, yes, thank you for the review. We would love to have more reviews. Head on over to iTunes and please do that for us because it makes us feel special.
Get and into loved. It.
And don't give us a 1-star review because we don't want to read our own 1-star review.
That would be hilarious.
So, we do have RC Martinez, mm-hmm. who just had a birthday. Happy belated birthday, sir.
Yes.
You are now older than Jesus. he has questions kind of just for Waylon and then one for Ricky. The first one is, Waylon, how's the Bachelor's Jam coming?
Well, I haven't checked in a while. I think it's probably about time to stir and start to bottle.
It's in the kitchen.
But yeah, no, it's been, I think I'm not going to add any more to it, I think, because I think there's enough fruit and vodka in there.
Oh yeah.
So
oh, yeah. Where is it?
It's in the terracotta crock
on top of the
butcher block.
Cool.
He said, "What fruit and berries did you use?"
Let's see. There's peaches. There's strawberries. There's raspberries. There's blackberries. There's strawberries, and I believe that's it.
Perfect. I'm excited but kind of nervous.
Ricky.
Yes.
Are you and the P going to Bear Pride?
I probably will be going. I don't know about the provider.
Good to know.
I don't think he's into that kind of thing. He doesn't like crowds.
Yeah, so he's not the most social of people.
No, he's quiet. He doesn't.
And he'd give you the stink eye.
He gave me a lot. And yes. James LeRoy just gave me bleeding ears.
Get into it.
Oh yeah,
I
fucking love it.
Yeah, we might. I'll probably go, and then he may go. I don't know, but we'll see when it comes. When does that happen again? I forget the times.
It's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. Okay, I'm probably busy, but we'll see.
It's the weekend before we go to our cruise.
Oh,
next
not
spring.
In 2014.
No, 2013.
Remember, we have a cruise next year as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Out of Barcelona.
That's
for
exciting.
Listener David's 40th birthday.
I was not aware he was still listening because we never get any type of, feedback.
He listens late and he listens when he works out.
He's been busy.
So he should probably type up a review or something on his phone.
He has been a little preoccupied with life. He has his mother and her husband and
are
his
they
handicapped.
Married?
I'm not sure.
So
and his handicapped brother, older brother, or he's like in his 30s, living with them now.
Oh, well, that could be stressful.
They had to go to Alaska.
They went to Alaska and moved them to
Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Because she lived in Alaska.
Yep. Who lives in Alaska?
We have listeners that live in Alaska, or
yeah.
at least
Tim. Hey, Tim.
Said
rude.
Careful how rude you get.
Rude. That wasn't rude. I just said, who lives in Alaska?
No, that was a question. No.
It was the way you said it. You're like, who lives in Alaska?
Yeah, you said like, who lives in Alaska?
I said it like Regina George.
Dude, your Prius pretentiousness is starting to get a little too much.
The second time you said it more like, what I said was, Who lives in Alaska?
I didn't mean to say
this
that
is exactly
way.
How I said it. Who lives in Alaska?
No.
That's exactly how I said it.
You know, you said, who lives in Alaska?
Well, when I edit like this turtles. Show, when I edit the show, that's what it will sound like. That's why I said it four times.
Oh, so you're going to, oh, you're going to actually try to edit so, like a word instead right, of a whole section.
Right. Or so. There's going to be a big dinosaur in the middle of it.
And all of a sudden, Alaska. And then we'll have one shitty piece of audio that you recorded on your iPhone.
Right.
Who lives in Alaska?
Who lives in Alaska?
Right in the middle.
I of love it. People that live in Alaska. That's it right there.
Yeah, all right. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I love people who live in Alaska. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my look 77, or we know him as plus one.
Oh, yeah.
Says or asks, if you could change the Chicago flag, what would you put on it? I don't know what the four star means.
Oh, look it up. Okay. You'll figure it out. I can't tell you either right now.
It's an iTunes rating.
I don't know. I kind of am okay with it. I'd say the Cubs symbol, but I'm a Cubs fan. Fuck the White Sox.
I think it should be a big old Blagojevich face on it.
Oh, it should. That'd be awesome. Him on one side and Rahm Emanuel on the other.
There you go.
Face
off. I don't know. That's kind of hard.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'll just read them. The first represents Fort Dearborn. It was added to the flag in 1939. Its 6 points symbolize transportation, labor, commerce, finance, populousness, and salubrity. What does that mean? Hold on.
Are you saying that word right?
Salubrity.
Spell it.
Salubrity. What's it mean?
Salubrity. Mm-hmm. It's a legal and a medical term.
Oh, okay.
It means conductive of or favorable to health or well-being.
Oh, okay, good. The second star stands for the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 and is original to the 1917 design of the flag. Its 6 points represents the virtues of religion, education, aesthetics, justice, beneficence, and civic pride. The third star symbolizes the World's Columbian Exposition, okay, of 1893 and is original to the 1917 design. The 6 points stand for the political entities Chicago had belonged to and the flags that have flown over the area. France in 1693, Great Britain in 1763, Virginia in 1778, the Northwestern Territory 1798, Indiana Territory 1802, and Illinois 1818. So Virginia owned those at one point?
Sounds like it.
Hmm.
What?
Their flags were flown in Chicago when they owned them. So I guess France owned part of it back in the day. I don't know. The fourth star represents the Century of Progress Exposition 1933 to 1934 and was added in 1933. Its points refer to the bragging rights. The United States' second largest city becomes the third largest in 1990 census when passed by Los Angeles. Chicago's Latin motto, Urbs in Orto, City in a Garden. Chicago's I Will motto, the Great Central Marketplace, Wonder City, and Convention City. A possible fifth star has been proposed for the city flag on more than one occasion. The first occasion occurred in the 1940s when a letter to the Chicago Tribune asked that the fifth star be added to the city flag in honor of the city's place in the history of the nuclear age. On occasion, a star was proposed in honor of Harold Washington, the first African-American mayor of Chicago. A fifth star was also discussed following the Chicago flood of 1992. A proposal was put forward by the 2016 Olympic Games Bid Committee. If the bid to host the game had been successful, a fifth star might have been added to the flag. However, the Olympics bid was lost to Rio de Janeiro.
What about the star for the Iceland? The boat that overturned and killed more people than the Chicago fire.
I guess we don't care about that.
This obviously is very exciting for the listeners, too.
So,
sorry.
My look 77, thank you for
yes.
that. education.
I don't think I would change it. I mean, I don't know too much about Chicago to change it. I'm not from here, so.
Yeah, I think it's hard to try to, like, when you're not from the culture or from the neighborhood, mm-hmm. to say something like that. But yeah.
But thanks for the questions, everybody. We appreciate it. We don't have anything else to really talk about.
We have Greg.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So he wants to know what our idea of a perfect first date would be. Well, mine is going to Mexican food and then going to see Black Swan and then going out to Sidetrax.
Is this what happened on your first date?
It was our best platonic date ever.
That was the platonic date.
And when you got home, did you like blow it out?
No. That's when I first met Bradley as friends and we were hanging out.
Friends on the beach?
No.
That wasn't quite.
This was the very first night I ever met Bradley. He was dating someone. We did not do anything incorrect or immoral or rude.
Depends on what your version of incorrect or moral or rude is.
Doesn't matter what my version is, because there was nothing but two friends having dinner and going to a movie.
Okay.
And kind of feeling weird at Black Swan with the whole masturbation scene and
that was some interesting other
stuff that went
that
on.
Was a good movie. I liked it.
It wasn't, there was nothing romantic about it.
No. He just asked what the best first date was. There was no romance asked. And you know what? Don't be giving me those eyes.
What are you talking about?
Those judgmental eyes.
Those were not judgmental. Prius potential, eyes.
Those Prius potential.
That's going to be my new name. Pretentious Prius. Like something. I don't know. It's going to be made up. One of the listeners will talk. We'll say it. We'll make it up.
Yeah.
Not pee-pee, though. I don't like that.
Oh, I like pee-pee.
It's pee-pee and pee.
That sounds too like play pig and I don't know. That's just not right.
Pussy. I don't know. What is your good date? I don't know about a first date. I like and love doing like a second or a third date where you have someone come over and you cook dinner with them, not for them necessarily, but with them.
And then you find out they're actually dating someone else.
No, that's
you didn't like that one.
That wasn't that story. That happened on date number 3 or 4, yes. Actually, second, at a restaurant.
Oh, well, you know.
At Hop Leaf.
I haven't been there.
Actually.
I don't know. What would yours be? You already said it.
Well, I think making food together and enjoying that experience. A, it's also very telling because, you know, isn't a date an audition?
Mm. Yeah, that is true. My perfect date would be...
I got casted.
My perfect date would be at the Apple store where my date would buy me everything I want.
I think that this is very telling of your personality.
It's true.
I would never do that.
Vain Prius bitch.
That's my new name. You vain Prius bitch. Oh, are all you guys going to think I'm stuck up because I have a Prius now?
Yeah. You don't just have a Prius yet.
Well, when I get a Prius,
this isn't airing until Monday, so right. I'll probably get a car by this weekend.
That could be possible if they find the right color in the match.
What was it that? Oh no, that's right. The provider told you couldn't buy an iPad Mini because it was a down payment on a car.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which also, we were over here watching a movie on Monday, and we started talking about how I used his car to go to work, and Waylon's like. Tony was complaining about it, and then Waylon was like...
It actually happened at Monday at the bar, and he was giving me attitude, like, oh, someone's been using my car, blah, blah, blah. And I go, dude, it's your fault. It's your car. You could say no. And he's like, first he was like appalled, and then he's like, wait, you're right. Like, good.
And then on the way home, he was like, well, just to let you know, you're going to be taking the train in the morning, thanks to Waylon. And I'm like... Motherfucker. I was like, no, I don't want to take the train. He's like, yes, you're taking the train. I didn't take the train.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, when someone's... because
you're pretentious.
When someone's bitching to you about something that's like, dude, that's all on you. That's not even Ricky. That's mm-hmm. you. You have to point it out.
But what... I forgot what was said that I was like, Oh, that's why they call him the provider or something. We're talking about the car or a car or something. I don't remember.
Oh, yes, because he said that even if you, well, he also said even if you bought the iPad,
mm-hmm.
he would end up paying for it somehow.
Right. Which I still want the iPad mini. I was going to give Tony my old one. And then he was like, why do I get the old one?
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're old. You don't need new stuff.
I would love for you to tell him that.
Rude.
Just like that.
Rude.
Well, he listens to the show, so I'm sure he's going to listen to it. Let me mark this down as an edit.
Rude.
Oh. That's if you're bored.
Awkward.
No, we need it awkward. That's your board.
Actually, you could play that in the middle of the Chicago flag reading, because I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then it kept going. And then there was more information. And then there was more information.
Is that why you said, you should read it later?
I think it's why. So this is exciting for our listeners.
Hey, they need to know Chicago history. And if they love us, they'll listen.
Their fingers aren't broken because they downloaded this episode. They can go to Wikipedia.
I guess.
Sometimes.
If you think they can do that. Are you Marcia Brady over there?
Yes. I realized that I was playing with my cord like I had long, luxurious hair. I'm like, brush.
One, two, three.
Ridiculous.
It's getting warm in here.
All right, so we got to go. We're at... That's so stupid. Why did I do that?
Okay, let me... I need to explain this. I need to.
That was so stupid.
I need to explain this. So, Ricky literally is like, we're at, and then he finger signed the time.
Because they're always making fun of me asking how long or what time it is or whatever.
And by
whatever.
They, you mean gravitas as well, as in the live show every 4 seconds.
As in the show's free, so it doesn't matter what I say.
As in, you need to get an attitude check,
oh
mister.
God.
This Prius is really getting to me.
It is.
I think this is the same judgmental attitude you've had towards your listeners.
God, you are perfect.
No.
You are perfect for the Prius.
Oh. Perfect match.
Perfect pretty princess. Pretty Prius princess.
I like that. That's better. 4P.
First of all, can't even say that.
No, don't say 4P because that makes it sound like I want to be peed on.
I want to hear you say...
pretty Prius princess.
Wait, what did I say?
Pretty princess time? Prius. What did you
just
say?
Just say pretty. Just say that a lot more than once.
Pretty princess Prius.
No, pretty Prius princess.
Pretty. Pretty Prius princess. Now you say it.
Pretty Prius princess. Pretty Prius princess.
Now you say it.
Pretty Prius princess.
We'll cut that out too. All right, so we're seriously going to go now. So this is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
You guys have a good wake.
Bye.
What?
Wake. Have a good wake. Have a good week. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.